Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, wherever you may be, all across this country of ours. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, will join us in 20 minutes. Right now, they would make the playoffs. Mm-hmm,
that's great.
Love it. We will talk to the coach coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, actually the Kia guest hotline, apologize, is our pal Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right.
Doing well. Hey, hope you're doing well.
Is C.J. Abrams on the brink of becoming a superstar?
He's a heck of a player, man. He's got a chance to be a great player. There's no question about it. I don't like to throw those kind of accolades or superlatives around at such tender major league service age, but he's got all the ingredients to be a great player, no question about it.
Talk about JoJo. So he was set to pitch last night, but he's going to go on the IL 15-day. He's got some inflammation in the forearm. MRI was clean, right? So no ligament damage, which is awesome. It's just it's scary now with all these pitchers going down. I don't know what the number of pitchers is on the injured list this year compared to last year at this time, but it seems like it's a whole lot. Well, just talk about that and what the result was.
Yes, a lot of pitchers, a lot of prominent pitchers also, you know, a lot of elite guys that are very important to their ball club. So that factors into it also. JoJo, I think that it's as good a news as you could get when you're talking about a pitcher going on a disabled list. He had some tenderness in his elbow. I think you could see it, you know, the start before. He didn't look himself, in my opinion, was pushing the baseball. His velo was down a tick. But didn't feel anything. So good for him for throwing his next bullpen and saying something. We got him checked out. The MRI looked as good as you can look. It has some inflammation, but the ligament is really sound. It's thick and it's healthy. So that's a good sign. So we'll ramp him up, get him going. But we're going to take our time with him and be careful and patient like we do with all of our pitchers and see if he can come back and with a little respite, come back and get back to where he was at the beginning of last year.
Now, Mike, I didn't see the game last night, just kind of reading about it, but did Kyle Finnegan have bases loaded last night in the ninth, nobody out, and got out of it?
Yeah, bases loaded, nobody out, and got out of it. Got a double play ball, which he's done the last couple of times to bail himself out. And the defense played very well for us last night. And with the exception of a couple of guys getting hit with baseballs, it was a great night for us.
Joined by Mike Rizzo on the Kia guest hotline. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Mike, did you see the base stealing explosion that's happening so far for the Nats? I mean, guys are ripping off two and three steal nights. Lipscomb's done it. Jacob Young did it. C.J. Abrams is up there in steals. Did you see this happening in spring training and translating into the regular season?
We kind of planned it that way, that we'd be a much more aggressive base stealing team. We've got some speed on the club now when you've got Young, who's a prominent base stealer in the minor leagues, and C.J. Abrams, and, you know, Lane Thomas can steal you 25 bases or so. And Lipscomb is such a great base runner and, you know, learning really to be a great base stealer. We can't forget about Nunez on the bench, and when Robles, you know, gets healthy and that type of thing. All these guys can run, and I think you'll see them attempting it a lot this year. The rule changes have a lot to do with it. You have to build your team around some base stealing. It's part of the strategy now in the game. That's why we hate walks so much, because walks now turn into doubles, and that's something that's difficult to overcome. So, we're looking to be aggressive on the base pass, but not run into outs and be smart and pick our situations. And I think Davey's done a great job with that, and has Parra. Parra's, you know, our base running outfield and base running coach, and he's really taken hold of this group of base stealers and really puts a lot of time into it.
And really good instincts by Lipscomb, especially. I can't remember which game it was, but he stole second, and the throw goes over the second baseman's head. And it wasn't by a lot, but immediately he just takes third. Like, he knew that he had enough time to get from second to third, so he swipes another one.
Yeah, you know, and he's a good, which goes kind of under the radar these days. You know, he slides in a way where he can pop up, slide, and go to third, as does Lane Thomas. Some other guys lay out; they go head first, they lay out. It's harder for them to get up and go to third on those wild throws. But that's something that's a very small nuance of the game that he has a great baseball IQ. He's a very smart base runner and a baseball player. So that's a credit to him and his upbringing there at Tennessee.
Mike, talk about McKenzie in that first outing against Pittsburgh. Struggled early, but then he bounced back and he was really good. His overall numbers were good. And then in the 3-2 win against Philly, he was also very good. Struck out six, and he went 5 2/3. So in his first two starts, he's gone, you know, close to six innings, and you know, he got the win obviously against Philly. So talk about McKenzie in his first two starts and how he looked for you.
He's been terrific. His stuff is elite, and he's got elite stuff, and he's really challenging hitters more and pounding the strike zone at a much greater pace. I think you'll see his pitch selection has been much more balanced than it was last year. I think the last start against the Phillies, he threw somewhere around 15-16% changeups, along with the curveball, slider, and four-seam fastball. So that's a dramatic jump from last season, where he's really trying to work that into his repertoire as a fourth pitch, and I think you could see that coming. When that pitch comes, I think it's going to really turn a corner for him, because he's got all the power stuff in the world. If he could get something for those those right-handed hitters off his fastball and off his hard slider, I think it's going to make him even better.
Hey, getting back to the pitching injuries. Is it your opinion, a lot of these pitchers are complaining that the pitch clock is kind of causing the drastic arm injuries? Major League Baseball say no, that's not the deal. Are you in that camp?
What about the gripping? I thought the gripping idea was something too, maybe.
Yeah. Is your opinion that the pitch clock is increasing the pitching injuries, or is it just the way these guys are brought up and the velo and the spin rates, and it's the mechanics essentially?
I think all of it has a piece of this puzzle. It's I don't think you could say one blanket statement that this thing is causing injuries, because we would stop it. But I do think that the stickiness of the baseball and the over gripping it and the pitch clock and the weighted ball workouts for the pitchers, the demand for velocity and stuff and spin rate, every fastball we throw is as hard as we can. Every torque on the breaking pitch is as much spin rate as you can. We've got now not only curveballs and sliders, but we also have sweepers and that type of thing. That this all takes a toll on the the physicality of pitching. And I think that it has to be a deep dive into how to protect these pitchers a little bit better. I certainly am not smart enough to fix the problem. I can identify some of the outliers that contribute to it, but this is something that I know MLB takes very seriously, because our product is starting pitching is key for a lot of teams, and when you see these starting pitchers going down at such a astronomical rate, then you really have to wonder how are you going to build these rosters, and how are you going to win championships with so many injuries at such a key position.
Mike, I want you to chime in on a debate we had, because you do this for a living, right? You've experienced this. And we were talking about with the Commanders at pick 2, and we were all asked to kind of rate our quarterbacks. I guess we all have different philosophies on how they're rating them. These guys are breaking my balls, Mike, because I'm saying I think Jaden Daniels might have the most superstar potential, but I'd be scared to pick them a little bit because of maybe injury risk and some other things. They think I'm a moron. As a general manager,
you're not painting the complete picture. You had him at the top of your board, but you would pick your number 5 guy on your board.
Or my number 3 guy. I would take a safer pick potentially. Now I'm scared. I would be drafting a little bit scared. But you as a GM, just because we are burned by RG3, et cetera, but you as a GM, do you always just take the one you think is the absolute most talented, or are there other factors like maybe injury concern, character concern, whatever it might be, that might give you pause and you actually take someone else that you go, you know what? He may not be that superstar, but it'll be a 12-year pro at a high level and we could win a championship.
You're very fiery.
Well, because you guys annoy me about it.
You're very fiery.
So you understand. There's the argument, Mike.
Yeah, I think that it's an argument we have in the draft room every year. It's risk reward. There's always and I have no idea about the quarterback situation, so I'm talking baseball situation. It's like you take that high ceiling high school kid, or you take that college guy that you know is going to be a big leaguer, but may only be a good big leaguer. Where this high school guy, 3 or 4 years later, may be a superstar,
right.
Maybe has ability to be a superstar. That's always the debate that you have in the draft room. I think a lot of it has to do with what are his skills? Do they translate at the highest level? What are his makeup concerns? When he does struggle early, which they all do. When he does struggle a little bit, can he handle it mentally and emotionally and that
right.
type of thing? Or does he fade? Is there a injury factor, built into this thing? Whereas, if you have a speed player and he loses that tool, if he's a speed player, that's a big part of his skill set. If he loses that tool, can he still be a good player? So all these things have to go into the debate when you're talking about drafting these players. And for the most part, I like to take the best talent on the board if they pass all the prerequisites of the other categories that we talked about.
Which is fair, but these guys, they attacked me, Mike. And they said,
you're
picking 2.
We didn't attack
him. You didn't attack me. they attacked me and they said, at 2, now you say you would always kind of defer to that. That's kind of your default. I respect that. But they said you always take the best talent at 2.
That's not exactly what we
said. That's what Trapp
said. You're totally convoluting
it. That's what Trapp said.
What we're saying is, if you're factoring those other things in, like a guy is FUBAR, then he slides off your list or slides down your list.
Yeah.
You needed 2 boards.
I mean, Mike, you took Dylan Cruz last year at 2 because you felt like he was the best player on the board, correct? At 2.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Dylan Cruz was gone, if Pittsburgh took Dylan Cruz, would you have taken Skeens?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not sure what I've taken there, but we
put them on the spot.
We love skis. We did love skis, yes. Yeah. We did love skis.
Mike, you didn't know you were going to get dragged into this argument today, did you? You didn't have that on your bingo card.
I didn't know. I would have studied my quarterbacks a little more. But you know who I do hang out with in West Palm Beach all the time. Ooh. Is Bill Parcells and Ron Wolf.
All right, give us a nugget.
We've had many, many conversations about that. So
who would Bill Parcells or Ron Wolf take? Would they take Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I never asked them that specific question. I don't know if they'd give me a specific answer either, but you know, that's we talk football all the time. What he did tell me is that because, you know, you guys know I'm a Bears fan, and
right.
He did say that because I was kind of on the fields, you know, I like fields, you know, you
right.
put some stuff around the blah blah
he
blah.
He has some
blah.
Ability.
And both of those guys said, and it surprised me, they said, no way, you got to trade them.
Hey, real quick, we got like a minute left. Speaking of the prospect, how are Dylan and specifically James Wood doing right now in the minors?
Oh, they're both doing really well. Cruz had a slow couple of games, but he got a bunch of hits yesterday, hit a homer, and James he's playing terrific when they play. You know, that's in, you know, you're playing Rochester, and up there I think they were weathered out of like four games in a row.
Oh, so wow.
They sat there for four or five games, so they're behind the games, but they're both playing very, very well, as are a bunch of the other guys. I know Hassel got a couple of hits yesterday, and House got three hits yesterday, and you know, so the guys are playing well. All the elite guys are playing elite, and along with Morales and Rutledge has a couple good starts up there too. So we'll be seeing a lot of those guys in the coming year or so, and it'll be exciting.
I can't wait. All right, let's get a sweep out in San Fran. All right.
Let's do it. I would love to.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, bud.
That's our pal Mike Rizzo, who joined us on the Kia Guest Hotline. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more info. Last night, Ovi scored, and the Caps won against Detroit. And right now, they would be in the playoffs. We'll talk to their head coach next. Spencer Carberry on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.